it may take our whole lives before we make sense of certain things. But it is not wasted. I'm preaching this to somebody. I got somebody on my mind right now. Your life was not wasted. Before you were formed in the womb, God knew you, and God knew what would happen to you, and God knew what would not come to pass that you planned on, and He knows the plans that He has for you. And what you've been calling wasted, God sees as a stage. Can I take it a little bit deeper? One prophet said to the king that the eyes of the Lord are going to and fro all over the earth, searching to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. Let's work backwards. Your heart is fully committed to God. That's the space that you've given Him. How much space have you given God to work in your life? Or do you keep secret corners for yourself? God, I'm going to trust you with this much, but not that much. God, I'm going to give you this part, but not that part. God, I'm going to let you in here, but I'm going to fake it over here. God, I'm going to go this far, but if this happens, I'm going to start pulling back. Isaiah said, don't hold back, because the part of your heart that you don't give God becomes enemy-held territory. And that's where doubt takes over. And that's where fear takes over. And that's why you can't seem to get your mind straight, because you gave God's territory to your enemy. But today we came to take it back. Here's my heart, Lord. He wants to show Himself strong. Somebody say strong. Strong for those whose hearts are committed. Strong. Go ahead and make a muscle. Say strong. Strong. God wants to give you a strong heart. God said the space in your life where you don't know what I'm going to do next, that's the flex space. That's the flex your muscle real quick if you got one. Come on, flex it if you don't have one. Give me an emoji if you don't like the one you got, but you want to use the one that's on the screen. Somebody say flex. I found out God loves to show off. God likes to take a 9-foot giant down through a 5'3" little boy. Why? The differential between the size of my giant and the size of me is God's flex space. God said, I'm coming into your situation. I'm breaking through like I'm strong and mighty. The Lord is my name. I know we're not supposed to flex in church, but let's flex on the devil real quick in the name of the Lord. Come on, I'm not backing down from any giant. I'm not backing down from uncertainty. I'm not walking away from my promises. Flex space. Flex space. God, I love it. Graham, stand up and flex. Flex space. Son, there are going to be times in your life where you feel weak. But guess what Paul said? When I am weak, He is. So guess what your weakness is? Huh? What is it? What kind of space? Flex, you mean my weakness isn't wasted? No, it's not wasted space. It's flex space. Come on, instruments. Do I have to tell you what to do? God inhabits the praises of His people. Let's take 20 seconds and praise Him that 2020 is not wasted. It's a setup. Flex space. You got to stop acting like you're so perfect so God can have some flex space. He can't operate. He can't be strong while you're pretending to be. You need to come before God and say, I need you like I needed that breath. I need you, God. I need you. This is not the time to hold back, Isaiah said. He said, strengthen your stakes. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen and stretch. Strengthen and stretch. Strengthen and stretch. It's no good to have strong faith if it's not flexible faith. Because if you have strong faith, but your confidence is in circumstances, what are you going to do when they throw Paul in prison? Say the word from 2 weeks ago. Apo, kara, dokia. Don't even try on dictionary.com. It's a Greek word, and it's not even a real Greek word. Paul made it up. He was saying, look at this scripture from Philippians 1:20. This is the fourth week of a series. Y'all thought the series was over, but it's not. This is the flex space. This is the extra bonus sermon. I don't even know if I'll stop this week because I feel God is doing, every time we expose our old normal to God's kingdom order, our hearts grow, our faith grows. Don't you feel it? God is growing your heart. God is growing your capacity to trust him. But he needed an uncertain place like Paul needed a prison. So Paul's in prison. And you know the church is praying, get him out, 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 get him out. Take it away, 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 take it away. Everybody's always praying about that. Circumstantial prayers. You know, is that my sweat on the ground? Look at that, Chris. That's amazing. Yeah. I found it interesting that Paul decided to multipurpose his prison cell and turn it into a pulpit. He said in Philippians 1:20, he said, I know that no matter what happens to me circumstantially, that what is within me can withstand. I know this from my experience, and I know this from my revelation, so I eagerly expect. Have you got the verse on the lower third? Is it up on the screen? Look at it. Is it up there? That's the feed right there. Is it on the screen? Yeah. Put it up. Philippians 1:20. I need it up there. I need it up there. Somebody say flex space. Flex space. He says, I eagerly expect. Y'all got Philippians 1:20 for me? It's up, it's up, it's up. All right, you ready? I got to get you to see this. Eagerly expect. Apokaradokia. Apo means to turn away, ignoring other interests. That's the prefix. Kara means head. We could use this to understand Paul's not talking about a physical situation, is he? Because when he says apokaradokia, dokia means to stretch forward. And I know Paul never met Isaiah, but it's almost like they collaborated on these two scriptures. Because Paul is doing for the gospel in prison what Isaiah was prophesying to the nation in Babylon. He's stretching, stretching. You know why all of the planners are having heart palpitations right now? It's like this season that we've been in, it is punishing the planners. The procrastinators are loving quarantine. It's like, yeah, let's go. Let's go. I'm suffering for the Lord. You're not suffering for the Lord. You're eating ice cream and loving it. You haven't been out of your pajamas in 4 days, even watching this church. You are loving it. But see, Paul, we talk a lot about Paul's faith, right? Oh, man, he went through a shipwreck. He wasn't trying to get in a shipwreck, but he was flexible enough to know that even if the boat breaks, I won't drown. We admire people with strong faith, people who set a goal and reach it, who have a vision and make it happen. But I found out that the people whose faith is the strongest is strong because they stretched it. They stretched it. He said it's flex space. It's flex space. The 70 years. It's flex space. Your life is a breath. It's flex space. God is trying to take your life and show the world what he can do through a heart that is committed to him. He wants to show himself strong. He said, strengthen your stakes and stretch your cords. And as you stretch your cords, you're strengthening your stakes because your faith can never be in a circumstance. It must be in the character of Christ revealed in you. This is flex space. It's not wasted. Paul said, I eagerly expect. Apokaradokia is the Greek word. And I hope that I will in no way be ashamed. You know what happens in our life? This is what Isaiah was saying. He was saying, you need to keep expanding your expectation. Expand your expectation to include what you did not plan for. Because God is going to work in everything. by the time this is over. After 70 years are completed, God is going to work it all in. And this is what it means to say that all things work together. It is to say, God, here is the space I don't understand. So now let me get real personal. What is that space for you today? What is that space for you today? You've already turned your living room into a church. You're halfway there. Some of you already turned your hospital room into a sanctuary. You're halfway there. It's flex space. You get the picture? You didn't know this would be church, but it is. You didn't know God was going to show up in your living room, but he did. And you didn't know God was going to use this trial in your life to make your faith strong, but he is. It's flex space. It's flex space. In my weakness, he is strong. In my uncertainty, my faith grows. It's flex space. Don't you feel it getting stronger? Blessed are the flexible, for their faith cannot be broken. That's a beatitude that I just made up. Blessed are the flexible. God, I didn't think it would look this way. God, I thought I'd be married by now. God, I thought my marriage would be different. God, I thought I was going on a honeymoon to Europe. God, I didn't know my backyard was going to be my vacation this summer. It's flex space. God's about to show off. Watch this. I learned this from Lazarus. When he doesn't show up when you want him, it's because he's going to show off when he comes. Hit a lick, LJ. It's flex space. 4 days dead. Roll the stone away. Up in the grave. I'm coming out. I need some flex space. He inhabits the praises of his people. E flat, E flat. He inhabits the praises of his people. Would you give him praise right where you are? Thank you, Jesus, that Paul turned a prison into a pulpit. It's a flex space. That Babylon became a testing ground for faith. It's flex space. And in this season, I'm not shrinking up because of shame. I'm stretching forth by faith. The strength is in the stretch. Don't tell me how strong your faith is because you imagined something and it happened just like you imagined. Tell me how strong your faith is when it happened exactly the opposite of the way you saw it going. But you didn't let the devil take over your imagination. You still stretched forward your faith, Apokaro Dokia, to a greater day, a brighter horizon, a higher hope. How many have hope today? How many have an eager expectation of faith? So God said, I'm about to show off in the situation, in the space that you make for me. Have you made space for him? God can only fill what we bring him. Or is your mind still so crowded with the expectations that you had that God can't bless you with the blessing that he wants to bring? I feel God filling somebody's heart right now. Your heart is his flex space. And don't let the devil have God's territory. Are you crazy? Isaiah said, you will dispossess nations. That means you've got to kick them out. That means you've got to eliminate the enemy to reclaim your imagination. Eliminate the enemy to reclaim your imagination. Get out of here. This is God's space. This is flex space. You can't have it. You can't have it, devil. You can't have my song. You can't have my hope. I'm turning away from other interests, Apple, and I'm stretching my head, Carl, Dokia, in the direction of faith.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.